Also, I'd like to welcome a few groups that we have here in the audience tonight. Perhaps you'd let us know where you're sitting. The Child Pornographers Association. God bless you, wonderful work you're doing. The United Syphilis Victims. Many of the same people. The Dirty Rotten Pricks of America. That's a proud organization. And we always have quite a turnout when I'm in town. The Women Who'll Sleep With Anyone. Well, not quite as many of them as I was hoping for. Those of you girls who did show up, don't forget cast party after the show. Now, I'd also like to welcome, we have some people here tonight from some of the local homes in the area. When I say homes, I mean those kind of places where some of us, let's face it, have to be kept. The home for those who no longer feel fine and dandy. The home for those who felt all right about a year ago. And the home for those who gave a shit up until yesterday morning. And apparently we also have some people here tonight from the Center for the Visually Unpleasant. Try not to look directly at those people. Unless you're equipped with the special safety glasses. Now, the only reason I mention those groups, is because those are a few of the charities that I've been working for lately. I like to mention the charities I'm interested in right here at the beginning of the show. As you know, a lot of entertainers, a lot of people in show business, they want you to know the good works they're doing. And hey, I'm no different from the others. But unfortunately for me, most of the really big charitable organizations are already spoken for. In fact, between Danny Thomas and Jerry Lewis, about 80% of the things that make you limp or tremble are taken. What it amounts to is that most of the really neat diseases are gone. So I'm forced to deal with some of the smaller organizations, such as the Salvation Navy. That's a good outfit. It's hard to get people to join, though nobody really wants to sit in a rowboat with a bass drum in his lap. I'm also working for Ill Will Industries. You've heard of Goodwill. This is Ill Will. It's a little different. You give them brand new items, and they break them and sell them to poor people. I'm also helping the good people at Big Brother-in-Law. Well, that's for married people who don't have a brother-in-law but really want one. And they send a man over to your house who has 2 days' growth and no job, and he sleeps on your couch for about a year. I see some of you have been helped by that program. I'm also promoting a rather novel idea, quarter of the way houses. Well, these are for people who can't make it in a halfway house. Some folks need more realistic goals, don't they? And I'm doing everything I can, as all Americans should, to help fight post-Grenada stress syndrome. Apparently, some of these guys are starting to have flashbacks already. They wake up in the middle of the night and they see a medical student standing on a beach with a suitcase and they fucking flip out.